Hey everyone, this is Tim at The Bible Project. You know, in these last couple months during the COVID-19 crisis, we have all experienced different levels of disruption in our lives. We have lost our freedom of movement as we shelter in place. We have all had to let go of some kinds of hopes or plans that we had for our spring or our summer. Many people have lost their jobs or even a loved one. And these kinds of losses are traumatic. They threaten our sense of stability in life. They threaten our sense of safety. And a world that used to feel very familiar starts to feel foreign. We begin to feel like strangers in our own lives and homes. Jesus was born into a family that knew this feeling very well. He was an Israelite, which was a people group that had experienced many traumatic disruptions throughout their history. The Israelites were once dislocated slaves in Egypt, and after coming into the land that was promised to Abraham and living there for centuries, Babylon came to conquer their land and carried many Israelites away as captives into exile. And these devastating losses forced God's people to ask, where is God, first of all? And how are we supposed to be faithful to God and follow him in these new circumstances? And maybe, is it possible that God's purposes for the world have just gone off track? Those are really good questions. They're honest questions. And it turns out that God's purposes had not gone off track. But the trauma of exile forced God's people to totally reimagine what faithfulness to God would look like in the strange new world of Babylon. They simply couldn't live and serve God the way that they had in the past anymore. They had to face this unknown future, and they had to trust that God's promises to restore his world would take place, but just in some way that they had no categories for, that they hadn't imagined yet. And I don't know about you, but something like this feeling has been happening to me over the last couple months. I was really used to my life. I had a certain way of working, of doing church, of living in my neighborhood. And along with all of you, it just all ground to a halt. And so we're all sitting here wondering, what is the new kind of normal going to be like? And it's likely that some parts of our cities and neighborhoods, some part of our homes, might not be the same for a really long time, and that's sad. But it also places us alongside many generations of God's people who have also lost a world or a life that they loved, and this made them feel like exiles in their own home. And this kind of loss forces us to trust God in new ways. It forces us to imagine new ways of following Jesus in a world that has all of a sudden become unfamiliar again. And so the scripture readings and the Bible Project video that we chose for this week's Church at Home, it invites us into the story of God's exiled people who faced the same kind of disruption in their lives. And so let's allow the story of God's love that has come to us through Jesus to give us wisdom and hope and to give us new imaginations for what God might be up to in our strange new world. And so may God give each of us courage to follow Jesus, to love our neighbor as ourselves in this new, unfamiliar week that lay ahead of us.